Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 124.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. The visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, as we gather today to fulfill our statutory responsibilities, we humbly ask that you be with us and with each and every member of this assembly, wherever they may be. We ask that you would benevolently bless each of them in their efforts as they work with constituents of their respective districts, especially, Father, those who are preparing once again to contend with the threat of adverse weather. Please watch over, protect, and guide those first responders and local officials throughout this great state, Lord, and keep them safe as they work so hard and selflessly in the service of others. We humbly make this petition, relying on the generosity of your Sacred Heart. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 30th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves that the journal for August 30th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the governor. The clerk will read.
Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. House Bill 555, an act to appropriate funds for the implementation of Medicaid transformation and to make other Medicaid transformation-related changes. Passing many funding bills that simply divvy up vetoed Republican budget is a tactic to avoid the comprehensive budget and provides for health care and other important needs like education. Health care is an area where North Carolina needs to do more and to do it comprehensively. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate on the 30th day of August 2019 at 4:12 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Members, without objection, we are in receipt of the veto of the governor. The veto message of the governor indicates that it was returned to the clerk of the Senate. It was, in fact, returned to the clerk of the House at 4:12 p.m. on August 30th. The chair is going to acknowledge receipt of the veto to the clerk of the appropriate chamber, and pursuant to Rule 44.2, the veto is placed upon the House calendar for September 10th, and the Senate will be so notified. Notices and announcements. Members, the chair will offer an announcement as we all prepare for the impending storm. The chair met this morning at the direction of Speaker Moore. We have also consulted with the minority leader, the clerk's office, and the sergeant-at-arms office. The House schedule for the week is amended as follows. There will be no skeleton session on Friday. There will, however, be a no-vote session on Thursday, September 5th at 9 a.m. Further notices or announcements? If not, Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the session now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 5th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative Carson Smith, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 5th at 9 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.